in every prayer of mine. I remember my enemies. Forgive them, they do not know what they do. That is how Jesus asked us to bless them. You know why? Because your enemy could be like Paul the Apostle. One day your enemy, next day he's your leader. Don't want to become railing accusation against my future leader. You know, you never know. In God, I see an enemy. God sees his son. You know, a future son. Someone he's adopting. Someone he's going to transform. You know, one day they're leader of the gay-lesbian alliance. Next minute they're the apostle for the new era. You know, it's like, what do you, you know? Be careful who you accuse before God. Again, but it's not, now that's totally separate from just declaring the judgment of God concerning things. They which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Look at the way Peter talks. He says, these, they're as natural brute beasts. Brute is alogos, like irrational. You know, logos, we get logic. It's the word that means like the word. Unspeaking, irrational, dumb beasts, made to be taken and destroyed. There you go. They were created. The Lord hath created all things for himself, yea, even the wicked, for the day of evil. He makes some vessels unto mercy, and others unto wrath. He made vessels of wrath in order to show his wrath. He makes vessels of destruction to be destroyed. God takes one piece of clay, and he forms it into making it into a nice little ornament to put on his throne. Then he takes another piece of clay, and he makes it into a clay pigeon to shoot at with his gun, metaphorically speaking. Meaning, it's created to be destroyed. Some things were made to be destroyed. They were created for destruction. And I'm speaking of men. And those, what do? They speak evil of things that they don't understand. I hear people talking against Christianity. They don't even understand Christianity. Because of what? Christian hypocrisy is the reason people speak evil of the Christian religion. And they don't understand Christianity, that these people should not be hypocrites. If they were, then they would speak evil of us because of the good we do, instead of because of, you know, these people might not even speak evil of us. In fact, the people that speak evil of me, I don't expect it to be homosexuals and et cetera, though I'm sure they probably wouldn't appreciate me, most of them. But the ones I expect to really be displeased with me are people who consider themselves orthodox, people who consider themselves conservative, Bible-believing. Because I found that people who consider themselves fundamentalists have a fundamental misunderstanding of the scripture, have a fundamental disagreement with the truth, have a fundamental hatred for the truth. Because when I declare the truth to them, they hate it. They lay claim, just like the Pharisees, a bunch of Pharisees, fundamentalists. They're exactly like the Pharisees, the fundamentalists are. The Pharisees were the conservative wing of Judaism. You know, they were the ones who followed the law. People looked at them as being the people who knew what the Bible taught. And so do people today. People, they speak evil of the scriptures, not understanding the scriptures, not understanding what the scriptures teach. Not understanding what the Bible's for. They read it, they don't understand it. They have no idea. Nor can they. But they're like animals. They're like animals looking at the word. No idea. Give the Bible to a gorilla. That's the base. That's what you get. When you give it to a man in whom is not the Spirit of God to understand these things. Or God, you don't necessarily have to have the baptism of the Holy Ghost to start understanding the scriptures. But it has to be given to you of God, whether by the Holy Ghost or not. But he has ordained that by the Holy Ghost men should be taught. He shall teach you all things, it is written. and cause you to remember all the things that I've spoke to, I've said to you. It's from John chapter 16. This verse here, this is the verse that made me utterly reject the idea of universal reconciliation. Because it says in verse 12 of 2 Peter 2, they speak evil of the things that they understand not, and they shall utterly perish in their own corruption. Notice it says they shall perish in their corruption. Not that they shall be cleansed of their corruption. And then, you know, because there are some passages that say, I was like looking at it, and I'm like, oh, I guess you could see how they would think that. But verses like this make it, nah. They shall utterly perish in their own corruption. You see, but I thought it says God created them, the wicked, for the day of evil. Well, he did. You understand, though, God didn't create, like, good souls and turn them evil or something. He created souls that were by their own nature evil. He created souls that were by their nature wicked. And then, if he decides not to cause them to inherit eternal life, does he owe them something? They are created as fundamentally opposed to him. As you will notice among many people who don't even believe in God, much less the true God. Because there are some out there, they reject the God of Christian hypocrisy, and they would also reject the God that I preach, no doubt. I don't think like, oh, if they only heard me, they'd believe. Though doubtless there are some. Any who ought to hear the truth, I believe will hear it. Any who God has ordained should hear it, will hear it. But, you know, they are created for destruction. They are created that way. And it is them. If God didn't make them that way, then they wouldn't even exist. Because if God was only making good things let's say if God was going to make a universe where only we're good people from scratch, meaning not doing it this way, then I never would have existed. You never would have existed. None of us would have existed. But he decided that we would be, that those who would inherit eternal life would be vessels of mercy. Meaning, people who were subject and from their mother's womb sinful, but he would have mercy on them and turn them from that and create them into something